This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Another round of housing news out today. Most of it, of course, bad. In a few minutes, we'll talk with our personal finance guru, Michelle Singletary, about what to do if you want to refinance. First, though, to NPR's Chris Arnold, who's been following the latest in the housing crunch. And Chris, let's start with Countrywide Mortgage. It's based here in Southern California, was once the country's largest mortgage company. It's reported a big fourth quarter loss today. How bad?
Well, it's bad. It's $422 million. Recently, Countrywide stock has fallen as much as 90% from its peak. And what's basically been going on here with Countrywide is that you could make a lot of money in recent years in this whole subprime loan realm. And these turned out to be loans that were just, you know, reckless. People couldn't pay them back. There wasn't due diligence done on, you know, who you were lending the money to. And companies that were feeding at that slop trough, you know, if you will, that they're the ones that are in trouble. And Countrywide was relying on subprime loans for a big share of its earnings. It was a phenomenally fast-growing company, and it just got slammed when the market turned. It recorded its first loss in 25 years back in October. And it said this current quarter, it would be profitable. It turns out that's not the case. It's lost, you know, $500 million almost.
Let's talk about Angelo Mozzillo. He's the Countrywide CEO. And he just said yesterday that he's going to give up some of his retirement money. And that sum of it is $37 million.
That's right. Angelo Mozzillo and $37 million. It sounds like a lot of money to be giving up. It is. And he says, given all of the problems with the company, it's the right thing to do. But prior to this, Mozzillo has already sold upwards of $400 million worth of stock. And so consumer advocates and other critics say, you know, basically he was dumping that stock before the bottom fell out of his company. And he should have known that, you know, the train was coming off the tracks here. And those kind of stock sales really don't look good.
So Bank of America has said that it wants to buy Countrywide. Is that deal still going ahead?
It is. The Bank of America CEO came up this morning and said the deal is a go. B of A basically is rescuing Countrywide here from a rumored bankruptcy. The B of A kind of swept in and saved the day for the company. But there are a lot of questions. And one of them is, you know, how much will B of A be able to insulate itself from Countrywide's problems? And Countrywide is still sitting on and managing a huge portfolio of these loans that, you know, people can't pay them back. There's like 34% of all subprime loans are delinquent now around the country. There's lawsuits against Countrywide, so B of A doesn't want to buy itself a big mess here.
And there's recent news out, especially news out today about foreclosures, and the news there not very good.
Right. Foreclosure filings are up 97% December, this just past December from a year earlier. There's other bad news, too. You know, the Case-Shiller Index is one index of 20 U.S. cities. It's out today. Prices are down about 8% from a year earlier. And yesterday we got some new home sales data that was interesting because it showed that while home builders are really slashing their prices, sales are still continuing to fall, and there's more and more homes sitting on the market. So that's not a good sign, and it shows that things are getting worse for the housing market.
Chris, the Fed is meeting again today and tomorrow, and are we expecting yet another interest rate cut?
That's what Wall Street is expecting, and it's interesting. I mean, you hear a lot about the Federal Reserve and cutting interest rates, and, you know, what does it mean? But you can see in the housing market how this works. And when the Fed came in last week and cut rates by 75 basis points or 0.75%, that immediately drove down rates on some 30-year fixed mortgages down to around 5%, and that is very low. A lot of people jumped to refinance their homes when that happened. And, you know, back to Countrywide here, the company says its call volume jumped up 50% from the week before. So you can see that that really does make a difference. And the Fed has its hand on a pretty powerful throttle there.
NPR's Chris Arnold, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Madeline.